You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1633. This time, Mary Kitzmiller and I have a little chat about the art and science about having your horse rest during training sessions. This episode is brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Sentinel Horse Nutrition knows there's no horse like your horse, and nobody gets their quirks and emotions and unique personalities better than you do. Just like you understand your horse inside and out, Sentinel's expert nutritionists understand their individual dietary needs. With a wide selection of formulas, Sentinel Horse Feed has something for every life stage and every activity level. Sentinel's 100% extruded nugget formulas are packed with naturally wholesome ingredients, crafted for your horse's whole body well-being. Discover the difference of feed that's purposefully made to perfectly fit your horse. Visit feedsentinel.com/podcast to learn more or find a retailer near you. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast. And what is your tip this month and what inspired it?
So what inspired it was kind of going through training questions, and a lot of the horses in today's question, could benefit from learning during rest. So horses, they really learn best during periods of rest. And I didn't mean to make that a poem, but it is. And yeah, and it, what I mean by that is they don't actually learn so much by resting, but their learning is finished during rest. And here's what I mean by that. When we work with a horse, learning happens in two phases. And the first phase is the input phase. And this is when we're doing all the active stuff. This is when we're asking and shaping and correcting and giving information to the horse. But we often forget about the second phase, which is called consolidation. And that's when the nervous system sorts through all that information that we've given them and it decides what to keep. So, like I said, most of us focus almost entirely on that first phase. Like, I got to get my horse in the trailer. I got to teach him the lead change. We got to open the gate. We got to cross the obstacle. But we forget about the second phase, which is that consolidation. And that's when they actually complete their learning. So when a horse is moving and responding or under pressure, their nervous system is very busy reacting. But when we pause and nothing more is being asked, this is when the brain has a chance to finally has the space to organize what just happened. And so we will often see these signs occur after the work. So that's the lick and chew, the sigh, lowering the head, or a horse that feels better the next day than they did at the end of your last session, because they've had a chance to go and sort all of this stuff out in their brain. The improvement didn't happen during the drill. It happened afterwards. And there is scientific data and research to back this up. So across neuroscience and in mammals, including horses, learning depends on something called memory consolidation. And there's been research to show that motor skills and physical skills are strengthened during periods of rest with or periods of rest or low stimulation. So the brain is actually replaying and reinforcing what was practiced once the pressure stops or once the lesson stops. And the studies on this show that during that it's distributed practice, meaning shorter sections. So shorter sessions with breaks can lead to better retention. And it's much better than long continuous drills. So when I'm working my horse, I actually learned this from reining trainers. It just kind of comes naturally when we train. Instead of just, I'm riding for an hour and just riding for that whole hour, doing walk, trot, canter, and drilling all of this stuff, I work on a little something here. So maybe I'm going to work on the horse's shoulders for a few minutes, find an improvement, and then we're going to sit and we're going to think about it. And then we'll either repeat that lesson again and repeat it in several increments, or after a rest, we'll say, okay, now let's work on lead departures. And I pick a new thing to work on. I think the reason the Reiners have developed this program is because a lot of what we're doing is physically strenuous for the horse. So the horse often must stand still for a few minutes and catch their air. But it's also a very good practice for them mentally because we're throwing a lot at that horse. And when the horse is highly stressed out, if you kind of go over that learning threshold, their nervous system is really going to prioritize survival. And the parts of the brain responsible for learning and memory aren't going to work as efficiently. So we don't want to push a horse past their ability to stay regulated. You might get the horse to do the thing you're asking, but you're not getting the understanding. So rest is not the same as shutdown. You want rest to be. You want the horse to be soft during rest. You want them breathing and blinking and shifting their weight. Shut down is a horse freezing. You have dullness or obedience without curiosity.
So if we go to the opposite end of the spectrum, you are working on your left lead work and you're grilling along. Oh, we're getting it. We're getting it. Let's take a break. And you have a horse that takes his break and is quite the reverse. The horse that you asked to halt and take a break is fidgety, where they don't want to buy into taking a break. They're fidgety, they're fussy, they're groupy. What have we done during that training session, either that particular training session or over a series of them, that is likely to have caused that, where the horse says, "Oh my gosh, I can't take a break"?
So it really depends. It might not be that you've done anything wrong during that training part. It could be, often I see this a lot in English horses. The horse doesn't know how to rest. So a horse that I have started from day one, they know how to rest because I work that into every single lesson. And so my horses learn when I give them that opportunity. They're like, thank you. Yes, I'm going to sit here and rest. A horse that I get in for training oftentimes might not know how to do this. And so how I tackle that. So yeah, it could absolutely be that we overwhelmed our horse during training. We need to reevaluate that. Or it could be a horse that's like, you're letting me do nothing. I don't know what to do with myself if you're letting me do nothing. This is like my little Malinois. I had to train her like, I actually had to teach her this is what rest means. I know you don't want it or need it, but you're going to learn it.
It's a skill.
Yes. So with a horse that is fidgety, there's several ways I'll tackle it. If I think that I didn't overwhelm him during the lesson, then what I may do is I always give him the opportunity. I'm going to put my hand down, loose rein, give him the opportunity. If they're a little fidgety, I'll kind of just gently place them back where I want them. Like, no, I'm giving you the opportunity to rest. And I might have to tell them that several times. Like, no, you can rest. No, you can rest. And if they're like, I really don't need it, I'm like, okay, let's go work on those lead changes again. And I'll do maybe three more or lead departures again. And I'll do maybe three more and then say, okay, now do you want to rest? And so I just keep reiterating, like, no, you can rest now. No, you can rest now. Now, for some horses in the very beginning, rest for them may be 5 seconds because they just can't handle any more than that. So I'll say, okay, pause. Okay, now let's go on to something else. And over time, they're going to start taking that gift that I give them of you're allowed to stand still. They're not in trouble if they don't want to. Any kind of quote unquote correction I do is gentle. Like, no, you can keep your feet still. So for some horses, I might just have to find a starting point of, hey, just sit here for 5 seconds. That's all I want. And then eventually that horse is going to feel safe enough to go, you know what? I think I'm going to take this opportunity to hang out. And I talk about this all the time on the podcast. We need our horses to be comfortable standing still when we need them to stand still. So this is doing two things at once. It's giving an opportunity for them to actually complete their learning, but we're also training, hey, there's times where I need you to stand for a farrier, or I need you to stand in the lineup in the show pen, or I need you to stand for the vet. Let's work on that now.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.